Voter registration information could be included in all new rental packages in Philadelphia. WHYY's Tom McDonald has more about a bill that was approved by a city council committee.
Councilmember Nina Ahmad says the measure is simple and straightforward.
The bill simply adds one item to the documents landlords already must provide, a link to the city commissioner's how to register page. This is a nonpartisan, easy lift, high impact step.
The councilmember added the goal is to register people at the same time they move into a rental property.
LNI has confirmed it can incorporate this link directly into the Partners in Good Housing handbook that landlords already give tenants, so compliance requires no extra work beyond providing the updated handbook.
The bill moves to the full council for a review and a final vote. Tom McDonald, WHYY News.
Delaware congressional Democrats say they will not vote to reopen the federal government until health care funding is restored. President Donald Trump's administration has threatened mass layoffs. It's also pulled billions of dollars in clean energy funding for mostly blue states. Delaware Senator Chris Coons says nothing suggests Trump officials will stop cutting money or staff if Democrats cave to Republican demands.
I have heard from federal employees who've said to me, you know, missing a paycheck is bad. But the impact on the country of these massive cuts to health care, that impacts everyone, and that's long term. This is worth the fight.
Republicans say their bill maintains current spending. They say they won't discuss more health care funding until Democrats agree to reopen the government. Lawmakers in Harrisburg are exploring how AI is used in the classroom as schools and workforce development programs adapt to new demands. Katie Kennedy Riley with the Souderton Area School District near Philadelphia says students should be introduced to AI with clear boundaries and supervision.
What we can do is educate students about AI, how it works, where it shows up, and how to navigate it safely and ethically.
The Norwin School District near Pittsburgh is encouraging students and families to take similar steps after AI-generated images of a high school fire were circulated on social media last month. Mark Sanchez, a former Eagles backup quarterback, faces felony charges following a weekend altercation in Indianapolis where he was stabbed. Police say the Fox Sports analyst was pepper sprayed and stabbed multiple times after getting into a dispute with a truck driver over a parking spot. Also in sports, it was the Dodgers clipping the Phils 4-3 in Game 2 of the NLDS in Philly last night. The Phils were gunning for a come-from-behind win, but they didn't quite get that together. The Dodgers lead that series 2-0. The next game will be in L.A. on Wednesday night. Aaron Nola is supposed to start as the starting pitcher for the Phillies. Your forecast, we've got some sunshine to enjoy today as we get up to 82. There'll be some clouds as the day rolls along. It'll be breezy. Periods of rain start up tonight with a low of 68.